Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
From California to New York Island.
From Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me the golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
It's beautiful today.
I know, right? Been ages since the sky was a normal color.
And the clouds don't even look creepy.
Tall red trees, then no trees. It changes too fast. It ain't natural. One moment woods, the next rolling green hills, rolling hills, a blue sky, clouds that aren't making any shapes.
What are you making back there, Copper?
I'm trying out a noise spell.
A noise spell? Like, as in a spell that makes noises?
They all make noises.
I'm hoping this one will make one big noise, Amber, if I get the ingredients right.
What have you got in there now?
Red plastic, a few ball bearings, some fine gravel, and a piece of denim. And binding it all in red.
Don't test it inside.
I won't.
Anybody else feeling kind of weird about how nice it is out?
No, I'm not feeling weird at all. Don't ruin this for me.
We didn't find the somewhere better, did we?
I'm not sure. Keep an eye out for the signs.
Dark walls, light on the inside, guardian watching over. Safe from the outside.
How'd you learn those anyway?
I don't remember. I think someone taught them to me.
Did the sign say anything about a gray 4-bedroom house? Or maybe a dozen of them?
I don't think so. But we have passed a lot of those, haven't we?
They show up more often the longer we drive.
Want to pull over? Check one out, huh?
Absolutely not.
How's our gas?
A bit over half a tank. We're fine.
Who do you think lives in those anyway?
Someone we shouldn't speak ill of, Glass.
I'm not speaking ill. I'm just curious.
Curiosity killed the glass.
And satisfaction brought them back.
Can I borrow your sketchbook?
Sure, darling.
I'm gonna draw you, Glass.
Make me look cool. Give me horns or something.
We took a wrong turn or something.
The land changes quickly when you're driving. Feels like I'm bleeding through space, slipping through boundaries I'm not supposed to know about. I blink and suddenly there's no hills, just rows and rows of gray houses and green lawns. All the same, the sky is still blue.
Uh-oh.
You'd think we'd stop being surprised by things like this.
Look, behind us too.
I'm gonna turn around.
I don't think we can. Just keep going.
I'm not going to drive any farther into the sudden suburb from hell.
Careful, Amber.
What? Whoever designed this place knew what they were doing. It's creepy.
It's not so bad.
The yards look nice.
The yards look too nice.
Hush. We'll be all right. We'll come out the other side, like we always do in places like this. Just drive right through.
They're not bad houses.
They're a little mass-produced for my taste.
Nobody's here.
Yeah, that's the part I like the least.
I'm not certain it's empty, though.
Why's that?
I don't know. Don't you guys feel like we're being watched? More than usual, I mean.
I don't know. Sometimes places like this just feels like that anyway.
What places? The folk domains?
Suburbs.
Oh.
My family had a lot of feelings about places like this when I was a kid.
Yeah? Why'd you have feelings about them?
My folks always wanted to live in one. They were bigger and nicer than anything we had. I think they thought living someplace like this would fix some of our problems. I always thought they were too far away from everything.
Yeah, this one seems really cool and nice.
It works for some people. It's comforting. Everything is exactly the same. You always know what to expect from a place like this. All the houses are the same. All the yards are the same.
All the people are the same.
There's the catch.
Ew.
My parents wanted to be suburb people. They wanted the stability where everything stays the same and nothing ever changes. Maybe they were onto something. Everything staying the same sounds like a blessing I'll never get again.
In your defense, you probably won't be erased and replaced with a perfect suburban replica of yourself either.
It hurts less, I suppose. If you can avoid change, you can avoid pain.
I don't think we should avoid pain.
Sometimes it's easier to try, ain't it?
How are we on gas?
Really good.
Great.
I wouldn't be so sure.
What do you mean?
I've been watching the miles.
And?
And it hasn't gone up. We've been sitting at the same number for like half an hour.
Ugh, that's not good.
We're not starting a long night, are we?
No, not at 10 a.m.
You sure it's 10 a.m.?
What do you mean?
Where's the sun?
I look out past the windshield. It should be up there in the blue. They like to change the color sometimes, but folk don't move it around often. But it weren't there. The sky's just blue. I can't see it.
I can't see it from back here either.
It's still bright. The sky's still blue. It could be worse.
Do not speak that curse while I am driving.
Calm down, Amber.
Why?
Because you're driving?
Screw it. I'm getting out of here.
That's a bad idea. You're going way too fast.
Yeah, Amber, I think you should slow down.
Look, if something is watching us, this is a pretty good way to make it really unhappy with us.
I don't care who's watching us.
Speed bump!
Amber!
Okay. What the hell, Amber?
Is everyone okay?
I think something came off the bottom.
Take a breath. We can get out and check.
Take a breath? You were all over me a second ago about not pissing things off in here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stress you out if that's what I was doing.
I'm getting out.
I don't think that's a good...
I have to check the car and make sure it's not too damaged, Copper.
Not alone. Let's go look.
I don't think we were supposed to stop.
Well, we did. They'll be back in soon, and we can keep going.
No, Silver, listen. The bird.
I can't tell if it ends at all. There's just houses. More and more of them. And that bird I'm hearing... It keeps looping over itself, and it sounds like it's coming from everywhere.
Everything looked so nice when we were passing by, but now I kind of feel like we aren't supposed to be here. What?
That's how these places felt before, too.
People actually wanted to live in places like this before the change?
Coppa, you'd be surprised the lengths people would go to avoid thinking about what's going on past their street.
What do you mean?
My parents were embarrassed about where we came from. They thought living in a place like this, they wouldn't have to think about it. They could just live in a fairyland where nobody was poor.
So why didn't you ever move to a suburb?
Everything had to be perfect. And we weren't. They didn't want us.
Perfect.
Copper? Where you going? Copper starts shuffling off toward one of the houses. Their shadow on the driveway looks like it's printed right on the ground. There's no sun, but it's there. The shadow's flat, like it's been painted on.
It's fine under here, just a little dented.
We're almost done. We'll jump back in after we... Copper?
Copper? What are you doing?
The shadows look flat. They look painted on the ground.
They're not real.
What?
The houses! They're not real!
Of course they're not real. Most things aren't entirely real anymore. What's your point?
You're not taking this seriously, Glass. Listen!
What?
They're made of paper! Or cardboard or something. They're just really detailed, so they look like houses, but they're fake.
You're right. Even the furniture inside. Amber, look.
What are y'all doing over here?
Silver, the houses are fake.
Check out the paint.
The others are investigating the first house when something catches the corner of my eye.
What if we knocked on the door?
I do not think we should knock on the door.
On the other side of the street, there's another identical house. Through the window, I can see two cardboard figures. Just as detailed as real people if they weren't completely flat. But their outlines. I can see the wrinkles where their clothes would be. I can see the cardboard fold up at the joints. Y'all, I think you should see this. At least, I thought there were two of them. One of them hunched over the dining room table. One hand held up to its mouth, like it's gripping a handful of something. The second figure, maybe it was a figure, was mostly lying on the table. The rest of it was scattered all over the rest of the room.
Silver, hey, you okay?
Looking a little green around the gills.
Are y'all seeing this?
See what?
Look in the windows.
Oh, hell no.
They're in every window.
I see two more. That one, upstairs window.
Where's the other one's head?
I don't know. It looks like a murder is going on in there.
In every house, a handful of human-shaped cutouts, staring at us without eyes, posed in their deaths like dolls.
There's one hanging from the balcony.
Get to the car, y'all. Now.
What?
No.
It's got the car.
What?
The whole car is cardboard.
And all of a sudden, for the first time since we entered this place, I see movement. The others hear it too. In one of the closest houses, nearest to our car, there's just one figure. Pounding on the glass. And suddenly, it stops. It's frozen, still pressed up on the glass. Then it folds at the waist, crumpling in the middle, like it's been grabbed by a giant, invisible fist. And it disappears, pulled from the window toward the dark back of the house. And we start running.
Come on!
Where are we going?
We have to find a way out of here.
But what about the car?
It's cardboard. We don't have a car anymore.
What about all our food?
Run, Amber!
Wait!
Copper, come on!
You said you couldn't get into these places because they didn't want you, right?
This ain't the same.
Why didn't they want you?
I don't know.
They thought we were strange and noisy and poor.
We are strange and noisy and poor.
What?
I still have this.
Doesn't really help if you don't tell us what's in the bag, Copper.
Noise spell.
Nice.
I don't think that's a good idea.
We're open to suggestions.
I'm not gonna be stuck in here.
I feel the sound behind my eyes. It knocks us all to the ground, to the grass. Not that prickly painted green stuff in the lawns. Real grass. The kind that belongs on the prairie. And the houses are all gone.
Is everybody okay?
I'm over here.
I'm okay.
Oh, Copper, what was that?
My noise spell. I guess it worked.
Very cool that you tried that without knowing what it would do.
Yeah, I knew it would make a noise, Amber. I just didn't know if it would be big enough.
Good thing it was.
Our car.
It's over here, y'all.
It's just sitting here. Looks all right to me.
Where did the suburb go?
Back inside itself, I guess.
Are you okay, Silver?
Yeah, I'm all right.
This time it's for the best that we're crazy and loud, huh?
You know, I think you're right.
I'd rather be noisy, strange, and poor than stuck in a pretty cardboard box forever.
Yeah. If I'm going to be stuck somewhere forever, I want to be in a car, not some dumb house.
All right, darling. Watch your words now.
I'm driving.
Can I actually?
Sure.
In the squares of the city, in the shadow of a steeple. Near the relief office, I see my people. Some are grumbling, but some are wondering if this land's still made for you and me.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibenek as Amber, and Tabitha Bardal as Copper. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.